Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome once more to another episode of Being a Well-Being. My name is Russ Doden and I'm your host. I'm a well-being consultant. Many times I talk to people and those are the ones that tell me what kind of topic I should choose to talk about. And this often leads me to some very interesting observations. Today I'd like to talk about being selfish and actually encourage you to be selfish. No, I'm not talking about the modern current definition of selfish being a person that just takes care of themselves and pushes everybody to the side and ignores everyone else's needs. No, I'm talking about a totally different kind of selfish. This new definition I want you to consider is really a very old definition. It's close to the original definition way back when. We're not talking before internet days. We're talking before car days, before way, way back. We're talking back in the 1700s, 1800s, and earlier. This definition was actually a person that takes care of themselves so that they can take care of others. One of the things I see people doing a lot, and it's really very detrimental to themselves, is they will dash about madly, doing everything they can, jumping through hoops to meet everybody else's needs. That can be family, that can be friends, that can be just about anybody you can imagine. They will drag themselves into work because the company can't get by without them. And they take the flu to work and they put the whole department on the sick bed. Another example is a person who literally does so much for their family and friends that they run themselves down physically. They get sick because they're just plain worn out. They were never able to sit there and let themselves get recharged, let themselves get renewed and refreshed. Now, oftentimes, when you get run down emotionally, this will bring on physical problems. You know, being run down physically, not taking care of yourself physically, that's fairly easy to sit there and say, well, what do I need to do to take care of myself physically? To take care of yourself physically, obviously you want to eat right, you want to get plenty of rest, you want to be able to have the physical requirements for a physically healthy existence. Well, that's very, very important. If you don't take care of yourself by watching what and how much you eat, by watching what your body's telling you, obviously you're not going to be able to continue to be there for someone else for very long. You're going to burn yourself out. You're going to crater. It's just going to happen. But it's easier to see those warning signs where you are getting every bug that comes down the road. You are just feeling exhausted all the time. It's harder to find warning signs sometime for getting run down emotionally. Sometimes, you know, everybody has different responses. This is the thing, it's very individual. And this is where you've got to learn how to listen to your own body talk to you. You know, some people, if they get run down emotionally, they get resentful. Some people get depressed. Some people just want to sleep, which is actually an indicator of depression, really. Other people get very irritable and crabby. Some people get they withdraw. They just pull in. Well, what can we do to take care of ourselves, to be selfish, to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of somebody else, or anybody else for that matter? Well, aside from food and rest, and getting away from things once in a while, I think one of the biggest factors that can help people is play. Now, play can be very, very important. Play can be something as simple as sitting back and listening to music. Or if you play a musical instrument, sit there and play. You don't have to play for anybody. Play for yourself. It doesn't require you to be a skilled concert hall performer. You can sit there making the noises on your favorite instrument, like I play guitar. Do I always hit the right chords? Sometimes I can't even remember what the next chord is. I'm not playing for somebody else then. I'm playing for me. I'm trying to just relax and have fun, and sometimes I stumble across some really neat things that I can use when I am playing for somebody else. It can also be going out and doing something, whether it be going to a museum or going to an event or a party or just getting with friends. Play is very important. It renews your mindset. And it also helps you to rejuvenate yourself emotionally. It gets you away from the routine. I've seen it in other people, and myself actually, quite a long time ago, where being so wrapped up in caring for someone else, especially if it's a sick parent or significant other, I'm not just talking somebody who has a short-term thing like a cold or the flu or anything like that. I'm talking something that goes on month in and month out, where you don't feel you can even leave the house because something might happen. It doesn't take long, and pretty soon you're emotionally so drained that you really aren't able to take care of that person the way you want to. Oftentimes you start resenting it. And that brings in guilt and all kinds of other stuff that you really don't need. So learning how to take care of yourself and be a little selfish, saying, I need some time. If that means bringing somebody else in to watch that person and be there for them for an hour or two or three once in a great while, do it. Sometimes just asking family or friends, hey, I need a break. You'll be amazed that people will step forward and say, I'll be glad to. Learn how to ask for help. And for a lot of us, that's really tough. Learning how to ask for help, oh boy, that's a real challenge. Now, what's another way to take care of yourself other than physically and emotionally? Well, one of the biggest things I've found is finances. Watch your finances. Now, here we are, the latter part of February in 2015, and of course that means we're right in the thick of tax time, and everybody thinks taxes, they think of finances, and they freak out. Well, what I'm actually talking about here is a lot of times people, you'll be so busy helping others. Oh, you need to have this here. Let me help pay for that. Oh, you need to have this in paying this bill or being able to do that. Here, let me help. And then at the end of the month or the end of the pay period, they're sitting there going, I don't have any money to pay for my own groceries. What am I going to do? They've been so busy helping others. They didn't set up a budget and look to see if they could financially help others without hurting themselves in the process. This is really big. This is where now we're starting to drag in the emotional window. We're dragging in the emotional picture. Because now you're all wrapped up emotionally and you're getting all upset because you're out of money and, oh, you feel guilty because you aren't able to take care of other people now, and you get resentful because everybody else was sucking your wallet dry. By not being a little selfish and learning how to take care of yourself first so that you can take care of others is really big. If you take care of yourself first, you'll know what your budget looks like. Somebody comes to you and says, well, they're not going to come to you. You'll be talking to somebody and they'll just mention it. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get whatever. It could be something frivolous or it could be something very, very important. You will know whether you even can sit there and say, well, here, let me help you with that for the time being. But remember, you need to give this back to me later on. Don't set yourself up to be the walking wallet of somebody else. Now, if you're taking care of a child or something like that, or even a parent that's on a very limited income and you've got lots of discretionary cash, this gets into a real touchy, feely, emotional swamp. But you've got to be able to realize what your limits are. Now, that brings us to another part of this. And it's perhaps one of the hardest things for people to learn to do. I'm going to sound like I'm a anti-drug commercial from several years ago. Just say no with loving kindness. And that's the big part of it, with loving kindness. When somebody asks you for help, or if you are hearing somebody hint that they could use some help, if you're aware of your physical condition, can you help them? Is your emotional reservoir dry or not? Can you help them emotionally? Are your finances such that you can help them emotionally, just the arena that they need help in? If the answer is no, then just say no with loving kindness. Gee, I'm sorry you're in that position. I really wish I could help, but I just can't do it right now. I'm just not there. I'm just not able to. I hope that next time I can, but right now I'm just in a bind myself. More times than not, the person's going to sit there and go, oh, well, that's all right. Don't worry about it. You've got to take care of yourself, too. Now, if the person sits there and goes, well, I don't care. You should take care of me. You need to really look at that kind of a situation and say, do I really want to be helping this kind of person? This is part of taking care of yourself, too. This is going into the arena of sitting there and saying to save the world. One of the big things I see this overlapping into is something I've talked about before, I think, and that is being able to recognize that you can't save the world. You might want to, but we just can't always do it. One of the things, I think I read it, I may have had one of my mentors that I've had tell me this. If you consider the whole world sitting there, and many, many, many people are reaching out, looking for you to help them. many times many of the people are going to be grabbing a hold and they will not let loose. If you give them help one time, they expect you to be there forever. You've got to be very careful who you help. Be discerning. Find those that are willing to help themselves and help them to help themselves. And then encourage them to help others as they get their world turned around. This is a very big part of it, a very, very big part of it. Another aspect of helping yourself so that you can help others is honoring and respecting yourself. I talked about that in my last program, about the five magic words. The thing is, if you don't respect yourself enough to take care of yourself so that you can be there for others, why should others respect you? If you respect yourself and you know how to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now. That changes the whole complexion. You don't want to make yourself a martyr. Generally speaking, if you don't respect yourself enough to know where your limits are, where your boundaries are, where your exhaustion point is, what have you, using until there's nothing left. And then they'll whine and cry because there's nothing left, and second, they'll go looking for somebody else to use. Now, you don't want to be a doormat. You want to be a support post, not a doormat. And you need to be able to be proud of who you are and proud of what you are. If you're not able to be proud of what you are, I don't mean arrogant, that's a big, different word altogether. I mean proud. I'm a good parent. I'm a good child. I'm a good spouse. I'm a good whatever. You know, if you can't be proud of what you're doing with helping others, why are you doing it? You know, maybe you ought to start looking at helping them in other ways or do something else altogether. This gets into a really, really internalized thing of honoring and respecting yourself, not being a doormat, being able to hold your head up and not have shame over what you're doing. You don't want to make yourself unable to be there for anybody, especially yourself. When you let yourself get totally used up, that's where I see a lot of people having physical ailments. And really, if you look at Louise Hay's book on healing yourself, she talks about so many of our physical challenges come about because we're emotionally spent. You know, some of them are real easy to think of. Oh, gee, if I've got stomach problems, I probably have got a lot of stuff I'm worrying about. Ulcers come from stomach distress. Stomach distress comes from emotional distress. So learning how to listen to our body, see what it's telling us, is very important so that you can take care of yourself, so you can be there. Now, as a well-being consultant, I've got to do this myself all the time. I can't take on everybody's stuff. I cannot wiggle their little finger for them. So if I can't wiggle their little finger, I sure can't carry their stuff. Now, I can give them tools to deal with their stuff and help them implement those tools. But the other ones have to use the tools. See what I mean? Also, if you want to help others, one of the best ways to do it is to simply be an example. And that can be as simple as smiling. If you smile, it doesn't take long, and there's some chemicals get injected into your brain, and you start feeling better. And it's amazing how many times, just by smiling, you can help other people. You can be positive. You can be up. The other day at the bookstore where I work on Saturdays, a family came up, and I always greet them, and, "How are you today?" And they were pretty positive and upbeat, and the young lady in the group says, "Well, how are you?" And I just about was bouncing around on the floor. "Oh, I'm fantastic. It's a wonderful day." It wasn't a wonderful day. It was cold. It was wet. It was icky outside. But it was a wonderful day. It really was a wonderful day. I felt great. I was happy. She lit up. She absolutely, her whole demeanor changed. She became totally positive, totally excited to be what she was doing, simply because I was positive and I was excited and I was bouncing off the walls because I was having so much fun doing what I was doing. So sometimes being an example, we don't even realize it. And sometimes just listening to people. People need to tell their story. Listen to their story. You don't have to own their story. That's called listening with discernment. When you walk away from their story, walk away. You don't need to own it. Just walk away with loving kindness, knowing that you've done them a favor simply by listening to their story. And here's something else you can consider. And this is going to sound kind of contradictory to what I was saying a little bit ago about, "Oh, here, I'll help you with some money, but you got to pay me back." Don't expect anything in return. Now, if you're loaning money, you should ask them for you and let them know that, hey, this isn't a gift. This is a loan. But don't expect them to pay it back. Because if they aren't able to, you get really irritated. If you loan them something or if you go out of your way to help them and they never offer to help you in return, if they don't offer and you get your feelings hurt and you get upset, it's because you're expecting, you're feeling that they're obligated to do this for me. No, they're not obligated to do anything. You offered to help. So if you don't expect anything in return, when they do something in return, be grateful. We talked about gratitude last time, remember? Be grateful. Express gratitude. "Well, thank you very much. I'm so glad that you're able to help me out and with my situation now. I'm so glad you're able to repay me for this money I loaned you." Be grateful. Express gratitude, but don't expect it. If you expect it, you're going to be filled with resentment when people don't meet your expectations. Also, I want you to consider looking at why you're helping others. Is it out of obligation? Is it out of duty and responsibility? Is it out of a sense of returning what was done? There's many reasons. Look at why you're helping others. And whenever possible, if you are going to be helping others because you want to, not because you have to. This, too, is taking care of yourself so that you can help others. If you're doing it because you want to, that's going to change your attitude. You're going to be left feeling more upbeat, more positive, more in the now. You're going to be more present, more aware, and you're going to enjoy being able to help them rather than feeling obligated. As you can see, I'm putting a very different spin on being selfish. So I encourage you to be selfish, take care of yourself, and then go out there and help everybody that needs help. But you've got to be able to take care of yourself first. That about takes care of today's topic. As always, I thank you so much for listening. I hope this has given you a little food for thought. If you enjoy this program, please send the link to others. Tell them about it. All of my programs are archived, so you can visit them and play them at any time at your convenience. And as a reminder, my web address is www.rldwbc.com. And my contact information is there on my contact page. And I do check my email regularly. I'm also on Facebook as Russ Doden, Wellbeing Consultant. And I will put my usual disclaimer out here to remind you that the topics I talk about are my opinions, or there are opinions of others that I respect and am in agreement with. In this whole metaphysical world, there's very few facts, but there's a lot of opinions. And you need to remember that your opinion is just as valid as my opinion. Honor your own opinions, honor your own sense of knowingness, and be there for yourself. And that is the way to truly be happy. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time.